When I got to Paris, I flew in to Charles de Gaulle, and then I had to take a bus to La Gare Montparnasse, and I was on my way to Rambouillet, but I couldn't find my train. So I was in La Gare Montparnasse looking for my train, freaking out because I couldn't find it. Then I managed to find a man who worked there. He had an SNCF uniform on, and he was very nice, and he helped me with my luggage because I had three suitcases and a backpack, and he helped me get all my stuff onto the train. And then it took me about an hour to get to Rambouillet. And when I finally got to Rambouillet, I got all of my luggage off the train, down the stairs, but then the turnstiles weren't working, and I was stuck because I couldn't get out. The turnstiles were the only way out, so I was really nervous and really scared, but I was more angry because I just wanted to go home and go to sleep. So I had to call out to people to come help me. And the first guy I called was an old man, and he didn't hear me. He either didn't hear me or he ignored me. And he kept walking, so I stood there feeling stupid. And then finally, another guy walked by, and I screamed out to him because I didn't want him to ignore me. And he came over to help me, and he realized that the turnstile doors were broken, or they must have been broken. So I had to hand him each piece of luggage over the turnstile and hope that he didn't steal anything. And then I myself had to climb over the turnstile, kind of like James Bond. And it was very nerve-wracking, and I was very nervous about it, but I managed and I didn't break anything. I'm still alive. And so that was how I got to Rambouillet. It was a very memorable experience. I will never forget it.